This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Cool, man. Cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, my week has been inundated with news and that. It's just been one thing after another.
That wind that cranked up during the night is really brutal. It's really cool out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a fact here. Today, by the way, happy first day of spring. On this date, last year in Detroit, Michigan, the temperature, high temperature in Detroit, 82 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
The high temperature expected today in Detroit, 28 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
They flip-flopped.
And believe it or not, there was a fair amount of corn planted last year at this time in our area.
Well, I think the delay is probably good because it allows more moisture to get back into the ground, which is needed. We've got a couple of good guests today. Our guests this week from Lincoln Land Community College. It's Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson. That conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Are your hosts here, our guests this week, Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Doing good, thanks.
And it's been a while since we've had you on. Tish, grab the microphone there, get it closer to you. Same thing with you, Leslie. And let's talk a little bit about Lincoln Land Community College. How are things going with the college right now? In fact, I was on the Litchfield campus not too long ago. It seemed like it was only yesterday. But things are going well?
Things are going very well for us, and thank you for coming to the candidate forum we had last Thursday. It was a very well-attended event. I think
I never
it was
miss a Jerry Springer show. Come on, man.
It wasn't that bad. But
no,
it was,
I'm kidding.
It was entertaining at times and informational at other times.
Absolutely. And let's go over some things that are taking place out at the college. And one thing I believe starts today, GradFest. Let's talk about it.
GradFest is coming up. It's today and tomorrow from 9 to 6 at Litchfield. If any of our students are graduating, we encourage them to stop by the facility to pick up their caps and gowns. They can obtain information about exit counseling on their student loans, can order a final transcript to be sent to another institution if they're transferring or to an employer. They can also learn some skills for job searching from our career development services. So it's a great opportunity to kind of finalize your time with us at Lincoln Land.
Okay, the exit counseling, what does that consist of? Is that like, okay, you need to pay X amount this month and that kind of like a payment plan?
Well,
I mean, obviously you got to pay it. I mean, there's no getting around that.
Right.
But
the federal government wants to make sure that students are aware of what loans they took out and what responsibilities they have. They have to do entrance counseling before they receive a loan, and so they do exit counseling to make sure students are well aware of what is expected of them.
Okay. Another good thing coming up, new student orientations. We're talking about the fall and the summer and the fall. That soon will be taking place up at the college. Talk with us a little bit about that.
Well, registration for summer and fall, online registration begins April the 18th. Open registration begins April the 24th. So on April the 24th, when students can call us, come in to register, but you can actually do it yourself online beginning April the 18th if you're a current student of ours. In the spring, for our spring semester, we piloted a new student orientation program for our students. It's a great opportunity. It's actually a requirement now that students come out and learn about the ins and outs of going to college. During our orientations, we talk to students about how to be successful, what resources are available for them. We talk to them about their financial obligations for going to college. We also advise and register them all at the new student orientation. So the students who attended it in the for our spring semester were very appreciative of it. It was a one-stop shop for them to get a lot of stuff done. And so we're going to continue that program for our summer and fall registration.
And of course, advising appointments, that'll be right around the corner, too.
It is right around the corner. Beginning April the 1st, students should give us a call, and Leslie will start seeing students April the 15th. And so I know it seems odd to be thinking about August classes already, but now is the time to do that.
So you make an appointment on April Fool's Day, and you can see have your appointment on tax day.
Exactly.
That's a good way to remember it, Tobin.
April Fool's Day and tax day. Those are a couple similar things. Talking about, let's look down the road at someone who perhaps is, as you stated earlier, graduating from Lincoln Land. And as we look at people in this category, what is the right now? What is the availability of jobs as far as students coming out of college might be? Is there opportunities now, or
there
is it
are,
pretty tough?
There are opportunities now. We at Lincoln Land have students in different careers. There are people who are wanting to get a job right after attending Lincoln Land, and then there's people who are wanting to go on for their bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. In this area, as we all know, with the unemployment rate, there are not as many jobs as there used to be. However, there are jobs, and it may not just be what people are looking for right away, but they're good, solid entry-level jobs that can lead to a better opportunity for them later. It's just making sure people, and that's where our career services department comes into play, is making sure students have the skills, the resume, the cover letter, the networking skills to make sure that they can find those opportunities.
If you look at this area, primarily what kind of jobs would be available? Construction, obviously, is in high demand. Mm-hmm. And then what, medical?
The health field is also very high demand. And as you know, Lincoln Land has a lot of health professions degrees. Mm-hmm. Besides nursing, we have occupational therapy assistant, radiology, mm-hmm. Lots of different ones available that Lincoln Land students can either get a job around here or, you know, St. Louis or Springfield, which we all know there are some of our Montgomery County residents who do drive for those, you know, high-paying jobs.
Is that one thing that you talk with a potential student as they graduate, saying, hey, this area may not provide it, but if you want to live here, that's fine. You've got opportunities, let's say, in Springfield, maybe down the road in St. Louis, mm-hmm. or even if they want to extend it west or to Decatur, mm-hmm. you can go, you know, there may be opportunities around that area.
Yeah, we don't wait till a student's ready to graduate. We have those conversations during the advising meetings and also during the new student orientations, because we don't want to have a student go into a field that possibly may not even exist by the time they graduate with technology changing. There's some fields that are ever emerging. So we want to make sure that we give them good, accurate information that will help them be successful in the future.
So if you are a student who would perhaps be in a position financially to go on and work toward these masters, this might not be a bad time to go ahead and do that with the availability or lack of availability of jobs. Now may be a good time to go on and get your master's and mm-hmm. work towards that.
Right. It just depends on the student and what their goals are.
What their field is. Yeah.
What their field is. There are certain occupations that require a bachelor's degree and certain ones that require a master's degree. But a lot of times students kind of get their foot in the door, maybe working a part-time position or an entry-level position, and then continue on working towards their bachelor's degree so they can have some experience while also working on their education.
And, of course, someone mentioned the word construction a while ago, and we are now here in the middle of March, but the construction season will be full blast here in another 30 days or so. So mm-hmm. perhaps there'll be some jobs open up for someone who wants to get into the construction field.
Yes, and we definitely have those classes at Taylorville and then also at our Springfield campus.
Campus, okay. One thing we need to mention for those thinking about going to Lincoln Land for summer or fall, scholarship applications, if they would like to apply, they have to. There's a deadline, and it's fast approaching April 10th, I believe.
April 10th is the deadline for the LLCC Foundation Scholarships, and each year Lincoln Land awards numerous students with scholarships, and the great thing about it is one application puts you in the pool for several different scholarships, and there are even scholarships available through our foundation office that are for students just in Litchfield or just in Hillsboro, so... but you fill out one application for those as well as numerous others, so that's great.
What type of scholarships are available, and what is there like a money amount that goes along with it, and how does that work?
Yeah, each scholarship is different. So I think the Kiwanis in Hillsboro have a scholarship through the foundation. There's several others, and you know each business or organization determines how much scholarship money they want to award and what the requirements are for it.
Okay, and of course, one thing we need to mention, online registration for online classes begins on April 18th, so that's right around the corner.
It is, yes, coming up quickly, so it's important that you get in to register for a new student orientation if you're a new student, or to make an appointment with Leslie if you are a returning student. And right now is the time too that students should be completing their federal applications for student aid, often referred to as the FAFSA. That's how you apply for grants as well as student loans. So as you're doing your taxes, you want to keep in mind that if you're considering going to school, you'd need to complete your FAFSA as well.
Okay.
And we, backing up a little bit and talking about scholarships, being on a board of directors where we hand out scholarships, basically Montgomery County Cancer and Crime Stoppers, these scholarships are very important. Someone might say, well, it's only a $750 scholarship, but that will buy some incidentals that you direly need that maybe you couldn't get otherwise. So
they'll help with books.
So scholarships are very important, and the groups that pass them out are to be commended for, because this is just money that's coming out of their budget, and you're giving to some young lady or some young man to further their education. So it behooves you, if you're in college or getting ready to go to college, to check in on some of these scholarships, because they're pretty important.
They are. There are several students who come through our doors who are very appreciative of the scholarships and probably couldn't make it happen without them. And you know, just the amount itself doesn't really matter, because you can get more than one scholarship, and you can have scholarships in addition to aid. So they're a great thing.
One thing we need to talk about for the summer semester coming up, new classes are being offered, and a couple of them kind of touch on an industry we failed earlier to touch on about the job market in Montgomery County, and that's criminal justice, on the criminal side of things.
Yes, of course, every community has criminals, and we need to figure out a way to work with them, but we do have a lot of students interested in our criminal justice as well as our law enforcement program. So this summer we'll be offering the juvenile offender, and then in the fall we're offering some more criminal justice classes. So students, if they're possibly interested in working in the criminal justice area, they can take these classes.
Okay, and that's an industry, I think, I'm not saying TV has kind of helped explode a little bit, but it's growing, and there's a lot of attention on criminal law and on the justice side. Coming up in the fall, criminal justice class, again, as we mentioned, and then early childhood classes.
Yes, we do have a lot of need in this area for qualified early childhood educators. So we're offering two classes this fall semester for students who are interested in working towards one of our early childhood certificates, or for those students who are wanting to go on and get their associate's degree with us.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some upcoming events. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we touched on one at the start of the show. You have Grad Fest going on today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. A couple of things coming up. Lincoln Land Student Families and Alumni Easter Egg Hunt. That will be held on Friday, March 29th.
Yes, at 4 p.m. on Friday, March 29th, we will be having an Easter egg hunt for Lincoln Land students families and also alumni, just to provide a fun, free event for students and their families to come out to the Litchfield site and just get ready for Easter activities.
Transfer Career Fair on the campus.
Yeah, this will actually be at our Springfield campus, but it's a transfer fair where local colleges and universities, as well as state universities, will be available to talk to students who are wanting to transfer from Lincoln Land Community College to a four-year college or university.
Moving on to April 9th, the Apprenticeship Information Workshop.
Yes, we're working with Jamie Powers at the Christian Montgomery County Regional Vocational System. They're going to be working with some local and also with some Metro East unions who are going to come educate anyone who's interested in learning about the apprenticeship program. So this is going to be a nice event. It's completely free, very informal, where people can learn about the educational requirements as well as learn about that specific union and what what they recommend and require to get into the program.
On April 16th, Disability Law Workshop?
Yeah, we're working with Mid-State University or Mid-State Special Education to have this event at the Litchfield site where people can come and learn about what it means if one of their if their children or someone in their family is a special needs student, mm-hmm. and possibly looking at disability laws and what resources are available to that individual.
And a couple of things locally that will take place on the Litchfield campus or at the Litchfield campus. You'll have a blood drive on mm-hmm. April 2nd. That's pretty much self-explanatory. Now, this kind of caught my eye not too long ago. April 16th, Lunch and Learn. Tell me a little bit about this and what this all entails.
Well, this is the last presentation in our three-part series. In February, we had two people from our main campus come down and speak to students and the community members about civility. Just yesterday, Vicki Fuller from St. Francis Hospital came out and presented on nutrition. And then April 16th, C.J. Liddell, who is a district conservationist with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Hillsboro, mm-hmm. Is going to be coming out and discussing our natural resources. And it's from noon to 1 on April 16th at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. We're going to provide a light lunch, and it is open to everyone. So we'd love to have you if you're available.
Okay. Friday, April 26th, the Litchfield Chamber Expo. We've talked a little bit about that, but mm-hmm. you guys will be a part of that.
We will, and we will have some free little things for people if they come by and stop at our table. So if someone has graduated from Lincoln Land, we'd love to see you and chat with you. And then also people who are interested in attending Lincoln Land can also stop by the table and learn more about what is needed to either start for summer or for the fall semester.
April 30th, a community resource fair.
Yeah, we are actually organizing this event. Local organizations will be invited and will be there to inform anyone, the public, about the resources that are available. Because as Uncle Ralph mentioned, there's a lot of organizations that do a lot of great things for the community, and we just want to make sure that information is spread out to everyone so they can take advantage of that.
And let's take things into May. This looks like a fun event, but Pop Art Your Pet.
Yes, this is a new one. We are Paws Care will be sponsoring this event, and we're co-sponsoring of it on Saturday, May 11th from noon to 3 p.m. You can bring a picture of your pet, and an artist will help you kind of make it into more of a pop culture piece for you so that you can decorate your home with it. For those who love their dogs just like I do, or another animal.
Dogs or cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
don't forget the cats.
Don't forget the cats.
Don't forget the cats. So it just seems like a lot of things are going on out at Lincoln Land Community College. And of course, I want to get your opinion on this. I'm not trying to put you on the spot by any means, shape, or form. Obviously, we had a Board of Education meeting this week in Panhandle. Hillsboro already had theirs. A lot of school districts are making cuts in that. Financially, with Lincoln Land, everything going smooth with this? Or is it still a concern with state funding coming in for the colleges and universities, how that goes on?
Well, I think Lincoln Land has been very smart with their money. We get funding from not only the state, but we also get money from students' tuition.
Right.
So we've been very conservative with our money, and right now we are doing very well. We're paying our bills and everything. But we offer these types of events because we are a community college. We do think that we need to have a presence in the community, and mm-hmm. we love it when people come out to our educational service site so that way they can kind of learn more about Lincoln Land and what we're a part of.
Sitting here and listening to you ladies talk about education and what's available and stuff, a thought come to my mind. It's pretty important for youngsters today because they're going to have a college education of at least 2 years of some kind to go on in the workforce. But it becomes very important, does it not, for youngsters to start at an early age preparing themselves
yes.
for when they're going to go to college and what they want to go forward with.
Yes, it is definitely important for students. I just talked to a student this week who math, only 3 years of math was required for her to take at one of the local high schools. She chose not to take math her senior year, which is fine because she's still meeting graduation requirements there. But unfortunately, with math, if you don't use it, you lose it. So she didn't do as well on her placement test with Lincoln Land as well as she would have liked. Mm-hmm. And so we really do encourage students to take as many of those classes as possible, the math, the sciences, the English, so that way you do come to Lincoln Land as prepared as a college student, and so that you're not taking as many developmental classes.
I always said it kind of reminds me of going to the doctor when you're sick and he gives you a prescription for a medication to take and it tastes terrible, but you better take it.
Well, I've never thought of it like that way, but you know, sometimes kind of suffering through the extra math class, if math is not your thing, it's something you do need. With our lives, you're always going to need math.
Like
you're always going to need English skills.
Checkbook 101. If you write a check, you take it out. If you make a deposit, you add it.
Yeah.
That's I won't go there. But anyway, but things are going well with Lincoln Land, which mm-hmm. is good to hear. And again, like we've always said before on this program, it amazes me the auditorium, especially on the Lincoln, at the Litchfield campus, how much it's utilized. It was utilized not too long ago with the mayoral debates. I know you'll have probably Festival of Trees is normally out there. So I mean, it just doesn't sit there and not be utilized. It's utilized quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And we'd love, if someone's interested in hosting an event with us, feel free to give us a call or come out, and that way we can show you the auditorium and everything it has.
Anyone seeking more information about Lincoln Land Community College, give us a website and or phone number that they can call to get to obtain that information.
Phone number is 217-324-2090, or they can visit our website, llcc.edu/Litchfield.
Tisha, Leslie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to our chats in the future. And it's nice to warm things up a little bit. And it's hard to believe summer and fall courses are already being planned. And then, of course, a couple dates again to remind you of advising appointments. They can be scheduled starting on April 1st. The meetings won't take place until tax day, April 15th. Scholarship applications are due by April 10th, and then online registration for online courses begins on April 8th, or can start on April 18th, and then it will start on April 24th. So a couple of important dates to remember, and then of course next Tuesday, the 26th, you guys will be closed for Professional Development Day.
That is correct.
What is that? Is that like a teacher conference?
Well, it's where everyone at Lincoln Land Community College gets together and we work on our professional skills so that way we can help our students even more.
There you go. Uncle Ralph, next week, Mickey Robinson will be our guest.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Take your tetanus shot.
Came back as an alligator last week. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, we had an alligator last week.
I know. So until then, that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. We'll talk to you next week. So long.